This is the Time Fix podcast, the podcast that enables you to find more time when it really counts. Brought to you by the Time Fix, where our passion is about creating sustainable change in your time management to improve team cohesiveness and productivity. Hello and welcome. This is Ildi Ratz-Prosser and
Pooja Khilka,
your hosts today.
Hi, Ildi.
Hi, Pooja. We're back again.
You're back again. What are we going to talk about today?
I was thinking, how about we build on what we spoke about last time? You know, we started to talk about routines and setting up your day for success and so on. But I was thinking there's so much more to those routines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one of the biggest things that I was thinking about when we finished last time was, how do these routines become habits? Because in the end, you don't want to think about things if you don't have to think about things. So one of the key things when it comes to setting up for success, I mean, I would love to do it like that without
Absolutely.
Thinking.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, to have it on a in a very natural
flow way.
Yeah, I was looking for the right word. The flow is the right word.
Exactly.
But how do you turn a routine into a habit?
Okay, so first of all, anything that we take on starts off as a conscious act, right? Like we said last time, when you observe some of your activities and the effect they have on you, that's already a start of your conscious way of thinking about things and about your routines, about your activities, about why they help you in the way they help you or not help you at all, or what is it that that is putting it off a little bit, or why do you feel out of sorts if you haven't done something. So everything starts off by having a conscious action around things, all right? And when I say conscious, is about being able to observe certain things. Now, having said that, it's human nature to observe or notice things that don't work, first of all. Always.
I knew we were going to get into that space. Yep.
Isn't it? We first of all notice, and the first thing sometimes when I talk to people, the first thing they say to me, oh, you're a habit change coach. I have so many bad habits. Now, the first thing I always hear, that's
right. Joking.
We all have habits that don't serve us, and it's really hard to pinpoint those sometimes. But the first thing that people come up and say to me is that I have so many bad habits, I need to change them. That's the first thing that they say to me, which means that they're already aware that there are certain activities that don't serve them, right? But very rarely, if you really do sit down and make a list of things that help you and serve you, why did it go well? Why didn't it go well? What needs tweaking? All of this is harder to point because we don't pay attention to something that really works.
That's absolutely true. I was just thinking now while you were talking, can I create right on the spot a list of things that actually serve me, and it
takes a while,
me.
Isn't it?
It does. It's not natural.
It's not natural.
While I can tell you what I don't do well,
yes,
straight away.
Yeah.
It's bloody hard to create a list of the things that I do well.
Absolutely.
You know, that pat on the shoulder. It's really hard.
Absolutely, and we forget that some of these routines always start off because they are rewarding to us, because they might help us mentally, physically, emotionally, by getting you that one step closer to success, whatever that looks like.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, we often ask the question, especially when we're coaching, both of us, we do ask the question, so what was one good thing that happened, or what was something that was good that happened to you today? And people often can't really talk about their achievements at the end of the day.
No, they can't.
It's bloody hard. And even in any kind of coaching sessions that I've ever participated, often thinking about the win for the week or for the day is not an easy one.
It's not an easy one. And that's why I'm just going to go off track right now a little bit. But that's why it's the hardest thing to write a resume. And it's the hardest thing to give an interview.
I never thought about this, but it's true.
It's so true.
You have to talk about yourself in a positive light.
You have to put yourself in a positive light. You have to put yourself on a pedestal. And it's the hardest thing. The one question that everybody is stumped at is, tell us 5 of your good qualities. And people will take time to list 5 qualities that really make them an eligible candidate. But I'm digressing. But the point is that if you actually make a list of things that work for you, that happens as a part of your daily routine. And because you're not conscious of it, they're already a habit.
Okay. Here's something for anyone who's listening right now. Challenge. List 5 good habits that you have. And if you don't want to put them public, send them to us in an email or
as a DM or
in any shape or form, because now we're curious.
Exactly. So I believe that if you could make a list of 5 things that you do as a regular habit, you are already putting a conscious thought into what habits work for you and how can you consciously use them to set yourself up for success. Does that make sense?
It does, but I'm just a little bit puzzled because I'm thinking about my own day right now. Yeah. It really depends. So the first word that popped into my head was, it depends.
Yes.
Really? But, and it's true.
Yeah.
It depends whether I go into the city in the morning or whether I just attend my home office. I don't think that there should be a difference in the way on how I set up my day. But the first thought was, it depends. I didn't straight come up with this is what I do when
exactly.
I go into the city.
But if you really, really dig deep, there'll be that one thing that you always do, does not matter where your office is. Or does not matter what your day looks like. Because I know for me that one thing is to be able to get up and go to the kitchen out of bed, have at least a warm glass of water or a warm drink of some sort. Because I know that me going out from my bedroom to the kitchen, it's already an action. I have to include some form of action into my morning for me to get kick-started into the day. So there's always that one activity you do in the morning, does not matter what your day is going to start off with, that will always set you up for success or set you up in the day. The idea is to be really mindful around that and repeat that over and over again so that then it becomes a habit. Okay, so routines are very important. Having a specific routine, or if you don't have one right now, that's fine. That's fine. There's always going to be that one activity that you default back to if you want to set yourself up for success or reset yourself. And that will be a good segue into our next conversation. But if you have that one activity that always helps you set yourself up or reset you, try and see if you can include that as a part of your routine on a regular basis.
I suppose one of the things that why this seems so difficult is because often these are habits, so you're not aware of them.
Absolutely.
And you will consciously have to make an effort to become aware of what you really do and notice what you really do in the morning so that you become aware of the habit itself.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure that we do a lot of things that we don't even think of, beginning with brushing your teeth and how you dress and what you put on and I don't know what comes next, depending on whether you have breakfast or not and so on.
If nothing, think about this. If you have a really early morning start, that sometimes you and I have those because we both go into the city for our networking events and things like that. If you have an early start, sometimes I have the habit of already thinking out about what my attire is going to be like in the morning, because you really don't have the time to stand in front of your wardrobe and wonder what you're going to wear.
Yeah, right? I can't do that. I feel like this
today. I feel like this today. It's not, you don't have the luxury of time at that moment.
At 5 o'clock, you don't do that.
You don't do that. You actually either think about it, and if you've thought about it, if it needs to be ironed, you will iron it or keep it ready, or you have it placed in a place where even if you have to faff around in the dark, you know where it is and you can reach for it and you can get ready. So there are things that you do. We don't just think about it.
Now that I think about that,
exactly.
Just because you said so. So it's virtually those days when the day starts very early, I am prepared during the evening, because
yes,
I know that in the morning I have to tiptoe through the house and make sure that I don't necessarily
wake up the entire house.
Yeah, wake up. Why not, Pooja? If I have to get up that early, shouldn't they be up too?
I think so. They should be. But
the selfish way of thinking.
Yes, let's just be kind to the rest of the household. But but the point is that we do have these little things that we do that becomes a habit and is already a part of our routine, but they have become so second nature that we don't give a thought around it.
Now, on that thought, let's build on it a little bit, because we do have those days when we've done everything right in the morning,
yeah,
and we did set ourselves up for success, but for some reason, who knows why, whatever. I mean, I can think of 1,000 different scenarios why, but for some reason, things just don't go the right way.
Absolutely,
or
that can happen.
They just flip upside down and you get to yourself at around 11, 12 o'clock and you're thinking, what the hell? Nothing works. I mean, really, I should go back to bed,
yes,
and sleep.
Yes. It could be anything as simple as a technical glitch that does not let you get into anything that you want to do.
And that,
right,
kind of seems to snowball. It started with one glitch and soon you'll find yourself with restarting your computer or even worse,
even
as
worse.
I did the other day.
Yeah.
So it's let's talk about what can we do about that, because I do believe, or in my experience, there are ways to reset your day.
Absolutely, there are. And that's when we talk about the reset routines or rituals or whatever you might want to call them, because that is when you have a list of things that helps you kickstart your day or kickstart your moment or kickstart your productivity, if you will. If you know what works for you, you can pick anything out of that to absolutely reset your day.
We like talking about the reset ritual jar.
Yes,
right?
We do love to talk about that, because remember, we sometimes always include this in our coaching and tell people around what reset rituals really are and why they work. Some of our most favorite ones is that if you do have a favorite coffee shop that you like to go to, get up and go to that coffee shop and come back, or even have a little walk around the block. Or one that is your favorite, Ildi, is to put on running shoes if you are at home, isn't it?
Runners, absolutely. And I know for a fact, it's been many years ago, a beautiful lady called Lindsay Bagent said this at a conference, and it absolutely works. Runners are associated with doing. So when you put on runners, whether you like it or not, you tell your brain that you are switching mood and you're going to start doing things.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, Nike's tagline.
Just do it.
Just do it. It really, really works.
Yeah.
And we do associate that with the runners, no matter what kind of runners you do. And I have a really cool story here, because my older daughter, Arika, she was in, maybe year 12.
Yeah.
And at some stage, especially in the beginning, she struggled with getting things done and staying focused and moving through things. And let's admit that it's not easy when you are trying to study and play and be and live in the same space. So when it comes to that, it can be a challenge. And we don't acknowledge this, especially when it comes to,
exactly,
our children, that while we have the luxury to go away and do work somewhere else than home, they don't have that
they
luxury.
Don't have that luxury,
so they are stuck in that bedroom,
yeah.
and they do their studying, especially
studying,
after
sleeping,
school, and
playing talking to their friends in the same space.
So that's a big problem, but we'll talk about that maybe at another stage, because there's stuff that you can do around that. What Ari's problem was, how can I reset what I do? And she got to the point where, figure this, she came to her mother for help, really. I mean, that on its own, you know, a teenager, it's a big win. And when I said to her, just go humor me and put on runners and see how you go. In the beginning, she said, no way, that doesn't work. I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do whatever. And I'm like, well, go wash your shoes, or let's get a new pair of runners, that's no matter what, but trial it. And reluctantly she went on and she did it.
Yeah.
And whether you believe it or not, next time I hear her talk on a group chat and she's like, you know what, I just put my runners on when I want to be productive. And I'm like, what the? Where's that my acknowledgement?
That would have been such a massive win, right?
It is a massive win. But it tells you the power of A, having objects or concepts or anything around you that is associated with doing and using that power. And B, that routine. You know, when you create a break in your day and you reset the way that you think about your own productivity. But then it can be simple things. For women, it's a bit easier.
You can
go
just
dress up.
Go dress up.
I mean,
put
seriously.
Makeup on.
Putting makeup on. Freshening up your makeup. All these things actually help with shifting that mood.
Absolutely.
For men, it can be as simple as changing the shirt. And I have to say, I'm not sure if he's listening or not, but we have this amazing client and he was laughingly saying, so does this mean that if at 10 o'clock I change my shirt, I can go for another 6 hours of work? No.
No.
No, that's a naughty thing to do. But yeah. The reality is that if getting dressed or changing into business attire is part of your daily routine, taking a little segment of that daily routine and adopting it and adapting it and using it throughout the day can help you shift the way
Absolutely.
That you think about your productivity and the way that you are setting yourself up for getting things done.
Absolutely. So here is what we suggest. Notice how you go during the day. Make a list of things that work for you. I know it's the hardest job to do, but
just mention there that
yes,
things as simple as making a cup of tea can help you.
Absolutely help you. So notice what helps you during the day. Make a list of routines that absolutely work for you. Try and see if you can adopt some of them at different times in the day, even if it is a part of that routine. It could be just as simple as, I don't know, star jumps in your bedroom.
I'm not sure how well that set you up for success,
but yes, it's movement at the end of the day. So movement is known to help you get motivated and get your creative juices flowing. So whatever works for you, try to steer away from listening to all the noise and adopt one thing from what resonates with you. But do not beat yourself up if you think it doesn't work and you need to change something.
Let's take it to the next level, Pooja. How about you create a reset jar? And I know it's an interesting concept, but it works.
Yes.
Trust us on this.
Yeah.
We've trialed it. I've been doing this for 6-7 years. Pooja's been doing it with me for the past couple of 2 years.
Yeah.
Have a reset jar. If you want to be playful and you just don't want to do always the same things, have all these micro rituals or routines rather written down on a piece of paper, put them in this jar, and when you feel down, just pull one out
and just do that.
And sometimes it will be a coffee, sometimes it will be a walk around the block, sometimes it will be I wanted to say cycling, but
yeah.
Hey, let's not go down that far. But sometimes it can be just, you know, refreshing your makeup. It can be whatever, but there's a bit of playfulness in it. And
it makes it fun.
If you are that time bender or or even a treasurer, then you will absolutely appreciate the playfulness of it.
Because it takes away the thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Who wants to think more if they don't want to, really?
Some do.
Some do, but like, come on, in the middle of the day, you don't want to spend 15 minutes thinking what you want to do. So
that's only you, because you're not a validator. But if it would be a validator listening to it, I like thinking about stuff. Yeah. So anyway, so point is, just create a reset ritual jar and see how you go.
Absolutely.
We absolutely believe that it can make a huge difference, and it can shift your thinking, and it can bring that extra energy that switches you on and makes you be as productive as you can be.
Absolutely.
Right? Oh well, this is all we had time for today. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe so you are the first to know each time a new episode becomes available.
And remember, embarking on a journey to better productivity starts with making friends with your time.
See you next time.
See you next time.